Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And there's nothing more that validates the Chicago area as a great place for food than the simplest of all things, your taste buds. And so a few weeks ago, about a month or so ago, I was talking about how I had gone to the Carnegie Deli, which was my favorite deli in New York, and it was closing, and I wanted to find a really good place to get a pastrami sandwich, because I love pastrami, and the Carnegie Deli had some of the best pastrami I'd ever tasted. And in the emails and texts that I got, I saw one name continually coming up, so I said, let me check this place out. And I went there a few weeks ago, and I'm happy to have the owner of the place, Howard Bender of Schmaltz Deli in Naperville. How you doing, Howard?
I'm doing fantastic. Thanks for having us today.
Oh, no problem. I appreciate you holding on. We were supposed to have Howard on about a month or so ago, and little did I know, they didn't tell us until the last minute that there was a basketball game interrupting us. They had Howard booked, so we had to cancel him. So I wanted to make sure I made good, because I had a great, great meal. My wife and I had a great meal at Schmaltz's Deli in Naperville, and so I certainly wanted to talk to you, and I got a chance to meet you at the place. And I got to tell you, I had a great I had the old New Yorker, which is the pastrami with cheese, coleslaw, and I don't know what you use, but you know, to me, a great sandwich is a great piece of bread, and that was a great piece of Jewish rye bread that pastrami sandwich was on. Mm-mm.
Yeah, I'll tell you, over the years, and I spent a whole lot of time in New York, and I think you probably picked the quintessential sandwich, and I, too, a huge fan of Carnegie Deli. And, in fact, when we opened almost 13 years ago, I spent a lot of time out in New York in our development of our recipe for pastrami.
Oh, really?
It had to be like a New York pastrami.
Oh, very really good. Did. Well, you did a great job. And what intrigued me, I think, why people told me about your place was because I was saying how at the Carnegie Deli it was known for these overstuffed huge sandwiches. They certainly were expensive, but I mean you got like a pound of pastrami. And so tell the people about your sandwich size.
Well, sure. So we've always built our sandwiches on the foundation of, like you said, overstuffed. There isn't an overstuffed sandwich on our menu that isn't at least a half a pound of meat. Oh. And it really is fitting, especially with any corned beef and pastrami sandwich. If you really are serving what people really expect to see, you're serving that overstuffed sandwich. Our corned beef is that very New York style with the extra garlic flavor to it.
Yeah.
The pastrami is truly, truly pepper and heat smoked. And every one of our sandwiches lives and dies on that idea of an overstuffed sandwich.
Oh, yeah, I mean, definitely was. And I got the overstuffed. And when I left, I was overstuffed. And I have to say, what I also loved about the Carnegie Deli, and which you have recreated there too, I'm not sure where you get them from, I love your pickles. Are those sour pickles, or what are they called?
Right.
Your dills?
So we do what we call a half sour pickle.
Oh.
And it really is. It's a jumbo pickle, and we serve a half a pickle with every sandwich. Absolutely.
And so, when you say a half, so in other words, because it still has, it's very green. It's not like the faded green that you'll see on most dill pickles. It's still a bright green. So you get that crunch and that crisp, and you still get that a little cucumber taste as well as the dill flavorings.
That's right. And the key is that there's not a lot of vinegar used to speed up the brining of the pickle. The idea is the a lot of the pickles that you see out in the market today, there's a lot of vinegar in there to speed up the process as opposed to a natural brine process. Now, we start with fresh cucumbers, and it's very, very simple, and it's very, very fresh.
Oh.
And that's the key to it, keeping it fresh, lots of garlic, letting it naturally ferment and brine, and you still get that great cucumber.
Right.
Flavor to it.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, in fact, when I'm going, I'm definitely coming back. You sell jars, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to buy a jar. I was saying to my wife, I really love this pickle. I should buy a jar. And I'm like, well, I don't know. But I'm like, at least now that's the reason I have to come back. Because as soon as I got in the car and drove home, I said to my wife, why didn't I buy that jar of pickles? I hate when I do that. So I'm definitely coming back because I not only love your sandwiches because I like I said I had the old Norker, old New Yorker, which had the Russian dressing and the pastrami and the coleslaw on there. And my gosh, that like I said, what a great! I don't know what Jewish rye you use, but that was I mean to me a key to a sandwich. Yes, it's the insides, but the bread is pivotal, and that was a great rye bread.
Absolutely, and we have a rye bread made just for us by a great baking company that really, unfortunately, they don't put it out in the retail market, but we were fortunate enough to develop a corn rye with them back almost 13 years ago, and it's a foundation and the base for almost all of our sandwiches with corned beef and pastrami.
And I should say that this is a full-service deli, so you've got corned beef and pastrami, you've got brisket and beef sandwiches, you've got salami sandwiches, you've got turkey sandwich, chicken and eggs, you've got veggie and fish, you've got some great Jewish kind of side dishes like knishes and chicken noodle soup and matzo ball soup and even chili and kugel and rugula and latkes. Oh, I love Jewish deli, and as I said, we walked out of there. Not to sound, we were burping, which I would think is like a standing ovation for you, right?
Absolutely, it's a tradition. Now, I have to tell you, you had that opportunity for pickles. We sell a lot over the counter and a lot of jarred and products like that. But Chicago is very, very fortunate as well, because part of our heritage has been in building that Schmaltz brand. And over the course of the next year or so, folks in Chicago to start are going to get a chance to see our hot dogs, our pickles, our pastrami, our corned beef. We carry it and developed a product called Schmaken, which is a beef bacon. They're all coming out into retail grocery stores around the Chicago area to start with.
Oh.
And it's really that building of that brand. So there's going to be some great Schmaltz branded products out there on the market.
Well, you know, one thing, even though I'm Italian and Polish, I embrace the Jewish culture, especially not only the food, but I love speaking Yiddish. I love Yiddish words. I love Yiddish phrases. And so when I saw the name Schmaltz's Deli, I'm like, okay, this is a place for me. You know, I love to use the words. In fact, you know, I'll always say, oh, Nachas to my friends here, or, you know, Shlemiel and Shlemazel, and, you know, you name it. I love to throw in fact, I even have at home the official Jewish Yiddish book. So I've got a dictionary of Yiddish phrases. But what I love about your menu, I'm looking on here, I might, you know, I was thinking the next time I'm going, I'm getting the Bronx and the Blue, which is a pastrami with blue cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Which sounds amazing.
My favorite sandwich.
Oh, on an onion roll. Oh, Howard, you're killing me over here. But what I love is I just saw this. This blends both great food and great Yiddish. You have the Big Macher.
Exactly.
The big Macher.
That's 3 pounds of meat on that sandwich.
Oh. It's a quadruple decker with corned beef pastrami, grilled salami steak, some schmaken that you talked about, creamy coleslaw, Swiss cheese, Russian dressing on 5 slices of Jewish bread. And if you eat it all, you get a Schmaltz T-shirt.
Yeah. There have only been a few that have finished that. The last one I saw was actually a 15-year-old boy who I absolutely would have bet there was not a chance in the world he'd have finished it, but he did. And
well,
in line waiting for his T-shirt.
Well, I may have to take the challenge because everything on there is great, and I love the name, the Big Macher. Oh, fantastic. Well, Howard Bender at Schmaltz's Deli in Naperville. You are at 1512 Naper Boulevard. Phone number is 630-245-7595. And what's your website?
It's schmaltzdeli.com.
How do you spell Schmaltz, just so everybody gets that right?
Perfect. It's S-C-H-M-A-L-T-Z, Schmaltz.
Oh, it's Schmaltz.
You can go on the site. You can see the menu on there. You can even order stuff and ship it around the country as well.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Well, I'll tell you, like I said, I just put a call out over these airwaves to say, hey, I'm looking for a good pastrami sandwich that's overstuffed, just like the one I used to get at the Carnegie Deli. And your name was recommended by many people, so that's why I contacted you. That's why I went out there about 2 or 3 weeks ago to test it out, and I was very happy. And we'll definitely be coming back for a sandwich as well as some of the other stuffs, and I may even test your Big Macher.
Perfect. Well, we're really proud of it. After almost 13 years in business, we're proud to say that we're a great Chicago deli.
Oh, well, I'll tell you, there's not much that beats a pastrami sandwich. And my gosh, my mouth is watering right now when I was thinking of that, because the coleslaw and the Russian dressing was, oh, my gosh, Howard, you did such a great job. Oh, I might have to come out there. I may have to come out there this afternoon, Howard.
You know where to find us.
I certainly
Absolutely.
Do. Howard Bender from Schmaltz's Deli at 1512 Napier Boulevard in Naperville. Phone number 630-254-7595 or go to schmaltzdeli.com. Thank you for adding to my waistline, Howard Bender and Schmaltz's Deli. Thanks a lot, Howard. Take care.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Oh, like I said, I'm not getting paid, folks. I'm just passing this on to you. It was a great, great sandwich and a great atmosphere, too. It just felt like a real kind of New York deli. So they do some great stuff there at Schmaltz's Deli in Naperville. We will be back right after this. No switching.